Yes, 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 yes. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. The purpose of this show is to talk to you about ideas, strategies, philosophies for you to become rich in 7 to 10 years. Breaking it down in these decade periods. Breaking it down. It does a couple things. One, it's enough time to actually build some wealth. It's enough time. It's enough time that compounding, whether it be in your business, whether it be in exercise, whether it be in the stock market, that compounding effect can actually begin to work to your favor. So the snowball builds in your favor. That's the purpose of this show. Is for you to begin implementing ideas, strategies, tactics in your life to get you to that level, to get you to being rich in 7 to 10 years. Now, as you begin this journey, on one hand, you can't be self-sabotaging, while on the other hand, studying self-help and trying to get rich in 7 to 10 years. In other words, if you're loaded down with debt, you're going to need to deal with that issue before you start building wealth. Dave Ramsey teaches a strategy that you should get completely out of debt before you begin building wealth. And I think there's something to that. There are people who can make a logical argument against that. But there is something to this idea of the power of focus. The power of focus. I did that. Meaning when I was buying real estate, the reason I was buying real estate is that was the asset class at the time when I had money that would produce the best cash flow. If housing prices would have been high and dividend stocks were low, I would have bought dividend stocks. Meaning I'm not a real estate only, a stock only. I meet people like that and I don't understand it because I want to create a basket of things. I want a lot of things. I want 500 things to throw me off little drips all the time. Because if I can do that, getting rich is simple. I mean, if you have money coming at you all the time, whether you work or not, imagine what happens when you begin to work. I mean, if you're putting in work. So what is this work? Well, we have to establish a primary platform that we make our money, that you pay your bills. This is foundation to this strategy, meaning you have to have a way. I don't care if you're a bus driver, work at Walmart, or a plumber. Own a restaurant, a dry cleaners, whatever it is you do to make your money, you got to lock that down. This can't be up for question. You can't be, oh, I'm about to be fired all the time. Find a new job. You've got to get a job that pays your wages. You've got to bring your income or your expenses down below that. We need wiggle room. Meaning when you get paid, you cannot be living paycheck to paycheck to paycheck to paycheck and build wealth in 7 to 10 years is not possible. Building wealth in 7 to 10 years is a math problem. Now here, if you have a platform where you're making money, just bring those expenses down. You might need a haircut. You might need to get radical. See, the more dire your situation, the more radical you be. You might need to cut your own hair and drink Kool-Aid. What do I mean by that? I mean, save the money on the haircut. Save the money on soda by making Kool-Aid at home. You might need to do that for a while to get a buffer. To get a buffer, that $500 to $1,000. I'm going to say you need $500 to $1,000 a month that you don't need. You don't need this money to pay your bills. And then at some point, to get to that millionaire status, that's doable for anyone, for anyone. You've got to get where you have $2,000 and $3,000, but we got to start you off. So you need at least $500, and then you're going to need $1,000. And ultimately, we're going to get to where you have $2,000 and $3,000. Here's the problem. Your wife or husband are going to have a lot of little cool things they want to buy right now. They're going to want the new truck. They're going to want the bass boat. They're going to want the new fishing boat. They're going to have all these things, this giant list of things they could spend that money on every month. Your kids are going to have it. And you have got to find a way to say no. Becoming rich in 7 to 10 years is a reality. It can happen to anyone. Listen, you could be on welfare and in 7 to 10 years become a millionaire if you invested every dollar they gave you on welfare. Obviously, that's not possible. You have to live. But is it? I don't know. Maybe someone else pays all the bills and you invest the entire welfare check. My point is, it's just a math problem. You just have to find platforms that produce cash flow returns. There's thousands of them. This idea, well, I don't know what to invest in. Nonsense. Google it. There are thousands of things you can invest in that pay money for you simply for owning them. There's cigarette stocks. There's soda stocks. There's REITs. There's hundreds and hundreds of REITs, from real estate REITs to storage facility REITs to hospital REITs, right? There's real estate. There's businesses you could start. I can't tell you the platforms. I can't tell you what to invest in. Throughout time, I can share with you the things I do, but I can share with you the philosophy and the strategy. And here's the thing. If you don't activate the philosophy or the strategy, if you're not doing these things, you're never, ever going to become a millionaire. Meaning, if you're not consistently saving large chunks of money right now, and not as a saver, as an investor, and you don't need to get caught up in, you know, what's the highest return and what did the index do and what did the market do? I don't give a shit what the stock market did. I don't care what the index did. I'm not an index investor. I invest for cash flow. I'm not on that plan. I'm not on the financial advisor plan. I don't care what Goldman Sachs says. I don't care what Bank of America is doing. I don't care what your brother-in-law is doing. I don't care about any of that. Here's what I care about. Buying underpriced assets that pay me money every month or every quarter, period. That could be stocks. That could be funds. That could be mutual funds. That could be ETNs. That could be ETFs. That could be investing in my business. I recently did that where negotiating with my printer, and I said, hey, if I purchased 3,000 copies of this book, what would my price be? Because buying them in increments of $500, my cost was about $3 a book. Now, in my business, I give this book to people who come in, people who send me $5 or people who join the sales organization. You know, I'm involved in network marketing. People who join me in my home-based business, I give them this book, no charge. So $3 a book, give away 1,000 books, that's $3,000, right? Simple math. But what if I could get the book to a dollar? That is a direct investment into my own business that makes, you know, money out is the same as money in. Money not going out is the same as money going in. Get it? In other words, if you eliminate a debt that's $400 a month, you now have $400 more every month, assuming the platform you make your money in stays the same, assuming everything stays the same, right? And so I had saved up $5,000. Now I looked around and I couldn't find any dividend paying stocks. I'm looking for things that pay between 5 and 20%. I couldn't find anything that's undervalued. The stock market is overpriced right now, in my opinion. I can't find any real estate deals to get into. Now, $5,000 isn't typically enough, but I could set it aside, get another $5,000, get another five. Now I'm looking for a deal, right? So that's what I do. I get a chunk of money. For me, it's $5,000. And I start looking. Where can I buy cash flow? I don't want to keep this $5,000. If I keep it, my wife will spend it. If I keep it, my kid will spend it. If I keep it, an emergency will come up. Something will happen. This money is looking for a home. And you either decide where it goes and lives, or other people will decide, because it will go away. How do I know that? Because I know people who've worked 20 and 30 years and they ain't got no money. Which means every dollar they made, found a home, just not with them. So we want to make a home for this money. We want to decide where this money lives, because we are on a plan to become wealthy in the next 7 to 10 years, right? And we first start with a platform, meaning you got to have a job. You got to have a way you're making your money every day. You cannot become rich in the next 7 to 10 years by going from one hustle after another, never having a stable income. You've got to have a platform where you make money and you're not worried about paying bills. You're not going to launch out and be an entrepreneur and you're flat ass broke and you can't pay your bills and expect to become a millionaire in 7 to 10 years. You have to have some stability in your life. This is why I teach this idea of the 10 pillars of success in the Downline Building Network. That's my organization, right? That was a side hustle of mine that became a full-time business. And that's part of the strategy that I teach. One is you got to have a job. For me, I worked at the prison. That is not the highest paying job, but it gave me health care. And it allowed me to work 4 days a week, which gave me 3 days a week to build my empire. Not to relax, not to go fishing, not to hang out with my buddies and drink beer, but to build my empire. It gave me time to pursue becoming a millionaire. That's what that 3 days off. That's what your days off. Weekends are for getting rich. You know, I see people all the time posting, hashtag TGI Friday. Thank God it's Friday. I don't know what day it is. Why? Because every day I rise, grind. I'm trying to build my empire. I'm working in that 7 to 10 year window. See, because what happens is when you build the first one in 7 to 10 years and you become a millionaire, that next 7 to 10 years is a lot more exciting. Because I got a million over here working for me. I can't touch it. I can't access it. I'm not going to use it. It don't matter what happens. That money's not being touched. Under no circumstance. That money's got a home and it's there. It's a forever home. Boom, parked. The only money I'm spending on that is the money makes. Meaning if that $1 million throws off 80 grand this year, I could spend 30 because I put the other 50 back in. I could spend a little. See, you can hold, you can let off the reins as this process begins to work in your favor. So you get to 100,000 and that money's throwing off $1,000 a month. Oh, but now you're still working the strategy. This is how the snowball begins to work in your favor. That's how it begins to work in your favor. First, you got to get you to 1,000. Like I said, we need $500 to $1,000 every month that you don't need, because that's how you're going to begin to build the foundation of your empire. You could do this as a UPS driver. You could do this in any job, any position, anywhere, even on welfare. But you have to start the strategy. You have to build your map. You have to create your war plan. And you have to commit to the process. And you have to make an agreement that no matter what kind of shit is going on around you, they do not get this money under no circumstance. Get it? And you have to stop borrowing for depreciating assets. If you don't get that, wealth building 101, you do not finance things that go down in value. You lend money to people who finance things that go down in value. You want to be on the other side. You want to be collecting interest. You have to switch the way you view things. You don't read a lot of books. You start writing books. See what I'm saying? You don't join network marketing companies. You use network marketing companies to help build your business. So you began to change the transaction. Instead of always being a consumer, you're now on the other side of this cash register. You're the lender, not the borrower. Make sense? This is how you build wealth. It's a complete mind shift. And if you don't have it, this is why in my newsletter, Pathways to Wealth, I teach the 10 pillars of success. Pillar number one, how you think is everything. Because if you don't get that down, if you don't understand that part, this is all bullshit to you. It'll never work. It'll never work. So first, lock down that primary job. You got to have it paying your bills. Two, no more days off. For the next 7 to 10 years, you need to work every single day. And you say, well, I don't want to do that. I can't do that. Then this ain't for you. You're not going to be a millionaire in 7 to 10 years taking days off. Every day you take off adds weeks. Just add weeks. So look at those days. Oh, I take 2 days off every week. All right, well, every week you're adding months. We want to shorten the time, not extend the time. You want to shorten the time, not extend the time. No days off. No days off. Now, some people are going to push back on this. Got to have fun. I think you can have fun and work. You can put in a solid day's work and then go out and have fun. I'm not saying you're working 18 hours a day, but you might need to do that for a while. You're living paycheck to paycheck. You don't take a day off. Are you out of your mind? First off, you don't deserve one. Second off, you're near bankruptcy. The whole point of the process of the 7 to 10 years to becoming a millionaire is to create safety for your family. You get to this point, you're 2, 3, 4 years in, and you got $200,000, $300,000 locked away, producing cash flow, producing income. You don't think that changes things when you lose your job? You now have options. You know what happens when you have $300,000 locked away, making money? You got $300,000 that's making $20,000 a year, and you got no car payments, no house payments, nothing of any kind on debt other than assets producing income. It's fine to borrow on real estate. I get that. But you have no debts. You got $300,000 producing income. You lose your job, you take your time looking for the next one. There ain't no pressure. It changes things. It changes your life. But it doesn't come easy. 7 to 10 years. Two major problems with the platform you may be in or the business you're trying to do on the side, and you got to solve these two. On page 3 of my book, I get right into this in my book, The Money Flow. Page 3. Two major reasons most people quit side hustles, businesses, or their businesses fail. One, too few prospects. That's the people seeing your opportunity, seeing the product you sell, or the service that you offer. Too few people. There is no marketing strategy. There's no marketing strategy. And you can solve that by studying. This is where pillar number 7 is always keep learning in my newsletter, Pathways to Wealth. Meaning, you have to be learning strategies for marketing. I use a table, what I call a table strategy in my marketing. 4 points. I'm always advertising 4 different ways. I advertise in magazines. I do direct mail, I target people who are already in other programs, right? And I do reverse mailings of people who mail to me. I do all 4 of these marketing strategies, these advertising strategies, simultaneously, at the same time, consistently, every single day. Why? Because I want to overcome this idea of too few prospects. I need lots of people seeing my opportunity, my service, or the product I sell. Number 2, lack of funds. Not enough cash flow to properly promote the opportunity, which kind of goes back to 1, right? Lack of funds. This is why I say you have to be living your life to get rich in 7 to 10 years. You have to eliminate debt. You have to nail down the primary way you're going to pay your bills, the job, the business. Now, this can't be a startup. See, startup can't pay your bills. You've got to have a platform that will pay the bills. You've got to live below that so that you have the $500 to $1,000 to start this process. You're not going to start this process on 10 bucks. You can start it. You can begin to learn about it. But at some point, you got to do the heavy lifting. You've got to get that $500 to $1,000. That is the key. You need $500 to $1,000 not given to bills that you can use. The 1 reason I see people fail in my business, fail in network marketing, they cannot implement a marketing strategy. They can't do it. This is the reason your restaurant fails. This is the reason your car dealership goes out of business. It is simple. You don't need no sophisticated training strategy, right? The reason you failed is not enough people saw your product, service, right? Not enough people saw it. They just didn't see it. You need a lot of people to see it. If you have a program, you need people to go, hey, I'd like more information, or I would like to join, or hey, I'd like to talk to you about your painting service, or hey, could you come work on my house? Could I get a free quote from you? You need to be overloaded. You cannot process them all. You cannot return all of the phone calls. You're literally pissing some people off because so many people are calling you. That's where you need to be. I cannot return all of the calls that I get every day. 30 to 50 people every single day, 7 days a week for the last decade, have called saying, could you please send me a free information package? And then I got to start the follow-up process with all of those people. I cannot physically do all of the selling I need to do. That's how many people see what I offer. That's a strategy. That's not by accident. That's a thought-out battle plan. That's part of my 7 to 10 years of getting rich. Not 2 to 3 months. Most people are children. See, the reason you can beat people, the reason you can do better than everyone else is you're operating on a 7 to 10 year plan. Most people are children, month to month, paycheck to paycheck. They're not even on the same planet as me. They're not even on the same planet as the wealthy people. They're never going to be rich. They have zero strategy. They have no plan to build wealth. They don't understand anything I'm talking about when I say having a marketing plan, owning dividend stocks, being invested in real estate. They're financial children. That's most people. And it's so easy to overcome that. 6-7 months of some studying, and you'll understand all of these ideas. You'll understand the philosophy. You'll understand the strategy. But you have to nail down the platform that pays your bills. You have to get the cushion of $500 to $1,000 a month to begin implementing any of the strategies I'm going to show you. Because if you don't have that, and let's say you did something, I talk network marketing a lot because it's so simple. You can just enter that, right? And I do it through direct mail. I don't talk to friends and family. My friends and family don't even know what I do. They think I sell books. They don't have a clue that I'm involved in network marketing because I ain't recruiting them. I take the business to strangers, and I do that through a well-thought-out war plan, a marketing strategy, right? And I'm able to fund that strategy because I don't need all of the money I make for paying bills, and so I have the cushion. So I overcome, number one, too few prospects. I overcome, number two, by having a plan and living below my means and having a strategy for winning in the next 7 to 10 years. Simple? Excellent. Excellent. I hope that helps. Start your plan today. It's so simple. 7 to 10 years and $500. And you can start your strategy of building wealth, building your empire, and becoming rich.